hanging out in studio with Frank Caliendo. He's at DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. Go to DCImprov.com for tickets.
So it just got me thinking to something we were talking about a minute ago. As we're getting older, you become kind of less hip. So like my daughter did an appearance and she mentioned Alex Earl. And I had no idea who that was.
I don't either.
Right?
No idea.
And apparently she's super famous on TikTok or Instagram with millions of followers.
Kids, all the girls know her.
And then I Wikipedia.
And if you do know her, that's a problem.
That's like right. It'd be weird.
Sometimes it's like if you're scrolling through and those type of people show up on your TikTok, it's jail time.
But then I actually brought this up to Drab earlier because it's somebody that I see on like Twitter or Instagram. And I think he's dubbed a comedian, but I'm not quite sure. Do you know who Drewski is?
Yes.
Like, how do people like that become famous?
He's a YouTube guy.
He's not a stand-up.
Yeah. He's in. I don't think so. He's in some commercials and stuff like that, and he does some basketball stuff. I think
his background is YouTube. I don't know. I think that's where he kind of.
I think he does
up.
Sketches. I think he does YouTube sketches, like weird things at TSA or something, like awkward. Almost Tom Green without your parents kind of thing. Like it's instead of, you know, Tom Green seemed to start that, but maybe 30 years ago or whatever it was, 20 years ago.
He's like a pioneer.
You just kind of go out there and agitate people. I think
he was like pre-Jackass, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
No, right before that. Yeah. I mean, when I had a show on the WB, which makes me laugh that I had a show on the WB.
paid.
It was funny because it was called... Hype Night on the WB, and three weeks later, it was the WB Sunday. We knew that we weren't our name of our show was no longer the name of the night. But what was I going? But that's when Jackass was on Against Us at MTV at the time, and we, as bad as our show was, we were getting killed by that too, so we never had a chance. But it's that's agitational kind of comedy, which is what a lot of YouTube is, that giveaway money, those types of things. I think the Drewski
thing. Did you ever do like the Mr. Beast thing, which all the kids do, you know, I think even
Mr. Who?
JP's daughter, you know, is like a TikTok person, and she studied the algorithm. They all study the algorithm to figure out how to get all.
Well,
the
you can you can kind of study the algorithm, but it changes. Here's the
constantly
key.
Changes.
Here's the key: get people to watch a certain amount.
Yeah.
I don't know what that amount is, and I don't know if it changes. So you need a certain amount of people to watch a certain amount of your video to go on. Okay. So if you it sends it out to a small group,
right.
So once it sends it out to the small group, if there's, let's say there's 30% of people watching the whole thing or more, it'll go out to a lot more people. If it has 50%, if it's like a certain amount of people watch 70% of it, let's say 40% of people watch 70% of it, it's going out to a bigger group. If people see your video, it's a 45-second video and it's averaging out to only have 2 seconds watched, done. The views will stop. So if it goes out to that next like grouping, what'll happen is
So you got to grab their attention quick.
Yes.
And hold them.
I mean, and hold them.
Is our attention span so bad that
That's because people just
like, I didn't even let you finish the sentence. Okay, that's how bad my attention span was.
You answered the question.
But that's how it works. Is it goes out to now? Some people can circumvent those groups. So if you see somebody who's massive and they always have like. There used to be, and there was a thing that came out in a few years ago, that there was a fire button at TikTok, too. Like, somebody could just press a button and go, this is going viral. And it would just go out to everybody. There was an article or two written about that.
Like a kingmaker.
Yeah. That type of thing, I think, I don't know if it still does.
They had a cheat code button.
That's really what it was. Okay. But there's certain people that... that they defy the algorithm. It doesn't matter because they've just kind of beaten it there and they're chosen.
Well, how does
it feel though for somebody that's a comedian who's been working on his craft for years and years that like the Costco guys can blow up?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, that's why I kind of went to the back. I mean, the toughest thing is you can do a video having been on TV or whatever for 20 years and think you know what kind of works. You can do a video like me. Let's say I do a video and it gets 2,000 views and nobody cares. Like it just, that's...
Well, hold on. Was it the Hawk Tua girl that all of a sudden was doing stand-up? Was it her or was it Bob? No.
I think she had a meme coin.
I think it was Bob. Yeah, she did that.
And then jail.
I think it was Bobby Altoff, right? The girl that did the awkward interviews.
Right.
And then one of her buddies that she interviewed was a comedian and he took her out on the road and it Of course, it bombed terribly. Right. I think it lasted like one date.
What a lot of those become are glorified meet and greets, because the people who do that stuff can do them in front of a camera but can't work an audience.
Right, of course.
So, but, and a lot of comedians hate those people, but I'm like, you do realize that's what's keeping the clubs open and a lot of the venues open.
Yeah.
It's because they come in and sell, like the lady who, one of, because there are hundreds or thousands, maybe millions, the lady who puts makeup on and discusses her life as she's putting makeup on, that audience comes out to see that person, and they'll spend $100 a person plus drinks at the club on a Tuesday night to see him.
Man,
I mean, it's crazy.
Like, that is
the biggest ones are the ones that kids, so parents will have to buy tickets
and
go with their kids, and they don't even want to go in, so they oversell them. And then they're making money, and they're just selling tons of merch at these things. It's crazy. I mean,
well, years ago, my oldest, who's 24, was obsessed with Dance Moms on TV. I went to like four or five meet and greets.
Right, right. That's what I'm talking
over the
about.
Course of a couple of years, that's, going to convention centers and different
things.
You're
doing
things.
All that. My daughter was into Marvel. So, and luckily I had the ability to get backstage in a lot of those stuff. But my daughter ended up meeting Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth. We were sat there while Chris Hemsworth was taking pictures. Thor, the God of Thunder. Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So we're taking, women are just coming in and fainting when they see me and him together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You two together.
The two of us. Yeah. Yes. I gave you the look. But I'm sitting there talking to Chris Hemsworth for a while. Chris Evans. I didn't tell you this story.
I don't know.
Well, this is one of my favorites because Josh Brolin and Oliver Stone used me as part of the research for the movie W. So I even have a clip of him talking awesome. About that.
I do love your book.
So, of course you, man. It's a good one. Watch how you say it, though.
Context matters.
Context does matter. That's one of those edits that they use in politificational areas. So we go, and I have the same agency as Josh Brolin. We go to Seattle for my daughter's 13th birthday. And we go through line, we kind of skip to the front and take a picture. My wife and I take a picture with Josh Brolin, and it's like she's not even in the picture. Josh Brolin's just looking at me like, is this guy, did I go to high school with him? What is this? So we don't say anything because there's no time, because you just kind of get rushed through, and I didn't want to be a problem. But we went through, and I tell my wife, I think he recognized me, and she's like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about it. She's just completely... My daughter's like, no, I think so. So I'm calling the agents, and I'm like, can we meet Josh Brolin? Is that possible? If there's anybody here that I think would have time to, 2 minutes to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I've heard him talk about me in interviews and stuff like that. So we finally get it. The agent goes, you can meet him. No problem. He wants to talk to you. There's one problem. I go, oh no, what's that? And he's like, he's going to be with Chris Evans. I'm like, we will deal with it. So we get there. I'm talking to Brolin. He's like, I knew it was you, man. I just didn't know why you were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Chris Evans is there, and he's kind of doing his own thing because he doesn't know why I'm in this area, because it's supposed to be quiet time and relaxation for him.
Yeah.
And Brolin's like, this guy helped me with a movie role.
Yeah.
And Evans like, what role? And I was like, Thanos. He's like, what? And he goes, actually, George W. Bush. He goes, wait a second. And Chris Evans looks at me and goes, who are you? And I go, Frank Caliendo. He goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do Madden. Do Madden. He starts going, do Madden. And when you did Bill Belichick and you did this and you did that, and my daughter's like, are you?
You're cool.
Crapping me. What on earth is going on here?
How is this happening?
Right. Yeah. So we get done. We go off to the side. He's like, yeah, take pictures. Take pictures. Everybody get pictures. Yeah. So we get the pictures. Meanwhile, I mean, Chris Evans is hitting me like with the super soldier serum. Every time he's like, do Madden, he's just smacking me around.
Right.
By the way, it's a guy you don't want to take a picture with. Chris Evans. I mean, you're going to look horrible standing next to
Captain
America.
Bad for him. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, it's rough.
So we go out the pipe and drape kind of area that they're taking pictures. They come out for another break a little bit later. Chris Evans sees me. He's like, Frank, come here, man. And we're talking. He's like, where are you guys staying? All this stuff. He's talking for a little bit. And Juliet, where are you from? All this kind of stuff. And then he goes back in. He gets called back into work. And my daughter goes, that was unbelievable. I go, why? She goes, because he didn't have to talk to you there. He wanted to talk to you there. And she goes, this is the best day of my life. And I'm like, well, kid, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
This is
prepare
at 13.
For disappointment.
At 13, you've peaked as far as your dad goes.
But dude, you scored points.
Oh yeah. That's no, she's huge. I had another one. I'm sorry. This is just pathetic.
No,
this, I abuse this stuff. I never do. Like my son was hanging out with Kyler Murray a little bit when he was drafted, and like this, this kind of stuff.
Son's probably taller than him too.
About the same height. About the same height.
I'm goofing. He's probably two inches taller than I am.
No, he's taller than me. I mean, I have weird pictures, like, for me, like, on The Tonight Show with Tom Cruise, and it looks like I'm going to eat him. That's how fat I was then. Like, I'm one of the aliens. We're going to devour you. But I set it up. This was actually a TikTok moment. So I commented on a Michael Bublé video. Right. And I'm coming to see you in Vegas in a couple weeks. He messages me, DMs me and messages me, says, what's your number? And I'm talking to Michael
Bublé. So he's scanning his comments.
Yeah, he's actually looking at his stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we end up talking. He's like, you're really coming? I'm like, yeah. He goes, do you want to come up during the show? That would be great. Yeah. I was like, but my daughter's going to be there and my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've got an idea. So in the show, he's talking, he's doing an Elvis impression or something in Vegas, right? And he's like, thank you very much. He does that. And he goes, listen, I'm no Frank Caliendo up here. And my wife looks at me, do you think he does that every show? I'm like, I have no idea. It's really weird. So then he comes down in a show. He's like, I'd like to dedicate a song right here. And he comes down and he looks and he goes, Juliet, where are you? Juliet is here. And my wife and my mother-in-law and Juliet go, what is happening? Right. I'm like, I know people.
That's all.
So I have connections.
It was that. And I never have anything that gets me on TV or anything, or actually like in movies, but I have things where people do shout outs during shows.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I abuse those for my kids. I don't really care about for me, but if I can get somebody to meet my kids or my wife, my daughter is a massive F1 fan. And we got hooked up with these people, the F1 Experience people.
Yeah.
They also do another company, but they're a sister company that do like the NBA. A bunch of NBA stuff like Summer League and those types of things. But we go and we sit in the in a special area for the F1 mm-hmm. stuff. And she loves Charles Leclerc and the whole Ferrari team. We got in the pit and she got pictures with Charles Leclerc. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I mean, you're scoring. It's crazy.
And my daughter wants to be in PR. And that's part of the reason I do it is because she knew she wrote her senior high school thesis on the moments that made her realize she didn't want to ever be in front of camera. She wanted to be behind the camera and be PR for people that she thought she could help in those ways, you know, make more famous or something like that. So when we were back in the pits, I don't even know what it's all called, but we're in the pits and she's like, this is cementing the fact that I want to do this for a living. And
did she get into F1 from the series?
No, she liked the car. She just, I think there's a lot of good-looking young drivers. I think that's part of it. But she watches the series and is like, I don't know. She wants more numbers and stuff like that. She likes the...
She just likes it.
She likes the race and the drama of some of that stuff.
All right, we have Frank Caliendo hanging out with us at least all hours. Very nice of him to share that time with us. He's at DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. You can go to DCImprov.com to check on tickets for his shows. More with Frank Caliendo when we come back.